Good morning. I'd like to call the Eighth Osage Nation Congress to order. It is our HUNCA session. We are on day two of our agenda. It's March 26th and the time is 10 a.m. Congressman Hamilton, will you please say our morning prayer?
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In God's Wakanda, thank you. Father, we ask you to be in our heart and our minds. We come together as a people under your watch, Lord. Peace be with the families and homes represented here. Peace be with our families who are dealing with mourning and sickness. Please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Speaker Goodfox?
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
We are now on approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. Under bills and resolutions on first reading, ONCA 2440 and ONCA 2441 both reference ONCA 2438 is being referred.
Thank you.
I'll get that fixed. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the journal of March 25th, 2024 is amended.
Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now in reports of select committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
All right, good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues. Good morning, George. The Appropriations Committee met yesterday, and we discussed ONCA 2393, and it's an act to establish equal pay requirements in Osage law and to establish an alternate effective date. And the sponsor is Congressman Potts, and the final committee action was a do pass. Voting yes, Goodfox, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rivard, and Shaw. Congresswoman Stabler was absent yesterday. And I think that is the only action that we took yesterday. So thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Next, we are on introductions of bills or resolutions. Seeing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. I'd like to read in ONCA 2442, an act to amend ONCA 23100 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Hominy Village Committee Fund in the amount of $13,000 for pumping and spraying and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2443, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $30,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 2444, an act to amend 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $3,484. Reading in ONCA 2445, an act to amend ONCA 23106 to provide a supplemental appropriation to tribal works in the amount of $200,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 2446, an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide an appropriation modification and supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $994,500 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning. Reading in ONCA 2447, an act to repeal and replace the Victims' Right Law of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. ONCA 2442 will be assigned to Culture. ONCA 2443 will be assigned to Appropriations. ONCA 2444 will be assigned to Appropriations. ONCA 2445 will be assigned to Government Operations. ONCA 2446 will be assigned to Appropriations. And ONCA 2447 will be assigned to Government Operations. We are now in motions and notices.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, Cultural Committee will be meeting immediately following session.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Government Operations Committee meeting today from 1 to 4 p.m.
Thank you. We are now at adjournment. Congressman Hamilton.
Motion to adjourn until 11:30.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn us until 11:30 tomorrow. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and we are adjourned until 11:30 tomorrow. Thank you.
So tomorrow will be